Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Center, about concurrent courses offered to high school students.
How does taking college credits in high school help students and families alike?
There's several different reasons. Of course, this is a great opportunity for students to be able to try different college credit courses at no cost. We kind of like to say try it before you buy it, so that the students can get a sampling or an idea of what they might be interested in studying after high school. But also, taking college credit classes in high school really helped to bridge the gap between the high school student and then the expectations of what the college student would be after high school graduation.
How many students are typically taking these courses in Washington County?
This past academic year, 2012-13, we served 588 students within Washington County and our partner schools, and we're seeing that number grow yearly. The year before, it was just under 400 students, and the year prior to that, it was just over 300 students. So students are seeing the value in taking college credit while in high school, and we're seeing increased students participating.
Now, with the new Washington facility being built and the increase of these college courses offered at Washington High School, what kind of courses are going to be available for students this year and then next year?
Well, this year we'll keep with our traditional programming that we currently offer here at the Washington Center, and we also have a wide variety of programs that are currently being offered on-site at the high schools. So when I say that we served 588 students last year, the majority of those students are participating in concurrent credit opportunities that are being offered at their high school. When we transition to the regional center, which was in the fall of 2014 term, we will have advanced program opportunities available. Some new programs that students would be able to participate in would be our advanced manufacturing program, our criminal justice academy, we have an industrial maintenance renewable energy program, graphics and media communication, there's a great transportation automotive technology academy. So that'll be some great opportunities for students that aren't currently available this year.
And with these concurrent courses offered at the high school, do they transfer to other schools if the student so chooses to pursue a different college after high school?
Yes, absolutely. In addition to our career and technical education academies, which those are the academies that are designed for students that are trying to determine a career pathway, we also have an arts and science academy. And this is a great opportunity for students that maybe they know that they're four-year bound, they want to go to the University of Iowa as a freshman or Iowa State or wherever that might be. If they participate in these arts and science academies while in high school, these classes are fully transferable. A lot of these courses that are offered are referred to as like the gen eds or the core classes, things like composition, speech, psychology, and things like that.
So these courses allow students to kind of get a head start without having to pay for it?
Exactly. And then when you look at the cost savings, you know, last year, during the 2012-13 academic year, students saved over $523,000 for these concurrent credit opportunities. Now, that's a number attached to Kirkwood's current tuition. Those students that plan to attend, you know, a state school or a private school, you could easily double or triple that savings amount because the other school's tuitions would be at a rate higher than Kirkwood's.
And if students are interested in taking these concurrent classes, what age do they need to start planning?
You know, we see freshmen taking these classes. It's never too early. You know, middle school students are already thinking college bound. So we would say start talking with your high school guidance counselor your freshman year to see if these programs might be a good fit, because there would be some courses that would be available that a student could get started as early as their freshman year.
And similar to college, do some of the more advanced classes require prerequisites?
Some of the courses do have some minimum test scores that would be required for like the ACT or the Compass test or prerequisite courses that would be required.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share about this?
I would just say that this is a great opportunity for students. If anyone is not participating in this and they're interested, they should definitely speak with their high school guidance counselor. This is just a really great way to expose students to the rigor of college credit courses and to help them realize and understand the skills that will be needed for them to be successful in higher education after high school.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.